have a mixed bag for you on Book Notes Review this month, not including Prince Harry's memoir, since you've no doubt heard plenty about that. From beloved Baltimore crime writer and New York Times bestseller Laura Lippman comes a collection of 12 stories titled Seasonal Work, featuring resourceful women from many walks of life. In the title story, Baltimore PI Tess Monahan returns to keep a watchful eye on a criminally resourceful single father, while in Just One More, which is a never-before-published novella, a married couple trying to spice up their romantic life come up with a diversion that has unexpected consequences. As BookTrib says, Lippman is a literary luminary, shining as brightly as the towering red neon Domingo Sugars sign that proclaims home to returning Baltimoreans. The English chef, restaurateur, and cookbook author Jamie Oliver is not without his controversies, but since I only get home from work around the time most normal people have long sat down to supper, his casual approach to cuisine is certainly appealing. Now he's out with One, which promises to make getting good food on the table easier than ever, with 120 simple one-pan recipes. From frying pan pasta to veggie delights to batch cooking, each recipe promises 8 ingredients or less with minimal washing up. Oliver has severe dyslexia, so for him to have become the second best-selling British author behind J.K. Rowling is no mean feat. In a more serious vein, I have two books that examine history, both past and present. Master, Slave, Husband, Wife, by non-fiction writer Ilion Wu, uncovers the true story of Ellen and William Craft, who escaped slavery, with Ellen passing as a wealthy, disabled white man and William posing as, quote-unquote, his slave. In 1848, they made their escape together across more than 1,000 miles, riding out in the open on steamboats, carriages, and trains that took them from slavery in Georgia to the free states of the North. This is a new account of two of the most famous fugitives from slavery. And as we continue to live through the ongoing devastation of the war in Ukraine, there's A Message from Ukraine, Speeches, 2019 to 2022, by Volodymyr Zelensky. This is the only book officially authorized by President Zelensky, and it includes speeches that he has personally selected to tell the story of the Ukrainian people. It also includes an introduction from the leader and Times Person of the Year, whose courage in the face of the Russian invasion has inspired the world and turned him into a global beacon of democracy. As usual, I'll post these titles on the Book Notes page at wbjc.com.